Bengal Buzz, a show featuring interviews with noteworthy ISU alumni, students, faculty, and friends. This program is dedicated to exploring and celebrating the individual stories and accomplishments of Bengals.
Program support for KISU's Bengal Buzz is provided by a grant from ISU Credit Union. With offices in Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, Burley, and Pocatello, ISU Credit Union provides a full line of services for financial solutions, including home, auto and RV loans, and credit cards, plus over 5,000 shared branches nationwide and much more. Bengal Buzz, supported by ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.
Now the host of Bengal Buzz, Ryan Sargent.
Good evening and welcome to Bengal Buzz. My name is Ryan Sargent, your host, and we're very excited for tonight's guest. We've got the ISU debate team with us, and you guys have had a good weekend here about a week and a day ago, I guess. National champions. We've got a couple of national champions right here. So Caden and Nathan, who are here with us, you guys won a national championship a week ago Sunday.
Yeah, we actually did. It was quite an opportunity, and rather relieving for the past 5 years, the dedication building up and the hard work, and finally, you know, just getting that sweet sense of victory.
Yeah, that is awesome. Congratulations. Well, we've got with us tonight Caden, Nick, Connor, and Nathan, who make up the core of the of our debate squad here at Idaho State. And so I guess we'll start off. I'm not sure how familiar many of our listeners are with debate generally. I mean, there's a lot of us that debated maybe in high school. But why don't you just tell us a little bit about the debate program here at Idaho State?
Yeah, so I'm the team president. I'm Nick. I'm the team president for the last couple of years. And what's wonderful about college debate is much of the limited prep aspect as well as the travel is way easier. If people have debated in high school, we had to pay our own way to go to these tournaments, right, and pay like hundreds of dollars every tournament pretty much. But like, college debate is very more supportive, and the university is very like way more supportive, and thus helps with our funding a lot of the time, which is awesome. And then when it comes to debate specifically, I think the people we meet there are much more real people, and we gain those genuine connections. And then the limited prep aspect of most of our debate types is really awesome too. And there's so much diversity you can do for debate types now. It's not just stuck to one, two, or three debate types. But even within the debate types we all love, there's a bunch of different kind of topics that you can do. So you can kind of choose what you want to debate every round, basically, but still get a diverse education out of it.
Yeah, and Idaho City actually has a very good debate program, right? I mean, I remember, maybe it's 10 or 12 years ago when the RUPS endowed our debate team. So the actual name of our debate squad is the RUP Debate Society, right? And so the RUPS are our alumni. RUP debated at Idaho State. If I remember correctly, he endowed our debate program with $1 million debate endowment, which has really allowed us to become this nationally prominent debate squad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Like the way that we're able to, because almost everybody on our team, and this is a big difference between our team and other teams in the area, is that most of us have jobs. I think there's only about one or two of us on the team who doesn't have a almost full-time job trying to work their way through school. And so that money is really allowing us to do debate when none of us would be able to otherwise, because we have to work anyways. We have to do school. We have to show up to debate practices. And if we're also having to pay for our own tournaments, it's really difficult for us to go. So we're eternally grateful to the RUPS and for what they've given us.
Yeah. So how many students are involved with the debate program?
So right now it's about, I would say, 10 to 12 people that are pretty active in our team. We sent 7 to nationals this year and got 6 trophies coming back, which is really awesome. But I would say we also have a lot of online tournaments that affect more people than just the core team, that more people can come and just have very low commitment levels but still have a chance to like do debate and practice it, which I think is amazing. As well as I think we have more people involved that are more supportive of us but don't actively compete, especially when it comes to like our public debates. They like to come show up and show their support and even help out where they can, even though they don't have the time to be on the team. So even when like people aren't actively on the team, there's still the people that used to be on our team or just like it but don't have the time, still support our team.
Yeah, that's very cool. And in fact, that's something that I like about our I think it's a fairly recent development over the last couple of years that you guys hold public debates here on campus where you invite people from town to come in and, you know, have a cookie and some juice and listen to one of the great issues of the day debated by ISU debaters. Very neat.
Yeah, I think that it's a really great way to show that words have power in our community and to show that the conversations that we're having and the dialogue that we're having can really affect true change in our area and throughout the lives of people that we meet and, you know, converse with every single day. And so we like to have these kinds of public debates to show that and to show that if you are involved in your community and you look at the real issues that we face in our community, that there are real solutions out there with proper dialogue.
Very cool. Very cool. So if you wanted to get involved with the debate program, whether as an alum just supporting the debate squad by coming to a public forum or maybe even making a donation, or as a student if you wanted to get involved, what's the best way to get involved with debate?
So for one, I think that we just want more people on the team to enjoy what debate has to offer to people, because as all of us, and I think even you would probably agree with us, that debate has changed our lives for the better in so many aspects, and why most of us are actually like assistant, or half of us are being our assistant coaches currently for high school teams. We just want more people to enjoy debate. And so our practices tend to be on Wednesday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the top of Fraser, as well as, yeah, coming out to public debates. And also, if you really want to look more into our team and how successful we're doing, our Facebook page, the RUP Debate Society, is a great way to start. And then also just emailing one of our directors, either Andy or Sarah, and, you know, asking about ISU debate and what they can do to help us out.
Yeah, that is so neat, and I don't think it can be underscored really how debate affects people's lives. So, in fact, we have an alumni speaker series where we bring in an alum from the community in to speak to students once a month. And this month we had Terry and Erica Fredrickson come and speak. Terry Fredrickson's a former ISU debater, and unlike us in this room, right, we all debated, and we were talking before, we all debated at Highland High School, all five of us that are in this room. But Terry did not debate in high school, but came to Idaho State and got involved in debate. Mm-hmm. And when he spoke a couple weeks ago on campus, he talked about how debate was one of the most impactful things in his life. And so to get involved, you don't have to have been a high school debater. It's not like the football team where you need to play football in high school. You can come join debate right away.
The thing that a lot of people don't understand about like debate is that it is always changing to be more inclusive. Like there's rule changes, there's changes in the ways people are bracketed every year. And there's actually a division for people who it's their first time debating. And if you're scared about going up against the last year's national champion, I wouldn't blame you as a first-time debater. But there are routes for people to take where they can enjoy debate and not feel like they have to debate the best in the class their first time. Because nobody should have to play against the 80s Chicago Bears defense their first time throwing a football.
Yeah. That's a good debater analogy right now. Look at how articulate our debaters are in painting that picture. So how has debate affected your lives?
Yeah, so debate honestly has obviously been impactful for everyone in this room. On an individual level, I don't really remember a time before debate, if that makes any sense. I think I was born kind of a new person after I started debate. The way that it impacted me, honestly, I couldn't describe with words. My ability to converse with individuals, to have true dialogue with individuals, really changed after I, you know, started debate and allowed the words to kind of just flow out regardless of where I was. Debate kind of opened up the dialogue for me and allowed me to really experience a lot of the social aspect of what life and the community around us has to offer. I believe that, honestly, everyone has a different story. As for me, I would just say that the friendships that I've made, like the memories that I've made with individuals over the last 5 years of doing this, are memories that I'm going to keep for the rest of my life and people I'm going to converse with for the rest of my life. And that's the biggest way that debate has really impacted me personally.
Yeah, very cool.
I would say debate has had such a big social aspect for me because I come from being an athlete first, like all of my childhood. I was traveling on competitive teams in multiple different sports and being really good at every sport. But I had multiple like concussion problems as well as some tearing in a muscle in my calf that made me had to quit football and quit all my other sports. And what happened my freshman year is I decided to do debate as my speech credit, ended up liking it enough to keep doing it. And then when I had those injury problems, I really jumped into debate and said, this is my competitive activity, which I do think everyone kind of needs to find that competitive activity. And for a lot of people like me, it was debate. And another great thing that happened because of debate was specifically from me being more of an average person, an average like intelligence level, not really involved in like things like politics or in world politics especially, and not knowing what my opinions on anything really was other than I hated the government. I didn't know why, right? And now I can gladly say.
Are you still a libertarian now, or has debate changed?
I would say I'm a pretty moderate moderate individual still. But I'd say a little more like left-leaning. Right? I can now say why I hate the government instead of just hating the government too. But I would say debate has taken me from being this person who was not involved in anything really other than sports and knowing sports, and made me have such a more worldly view of so many different topics that I can now talk to basically anyone on what they're experts at and at least try to keep up pretty well.
I think Nathan ought to talk. I mean, Nathan's the only debater that hasn't said anything so far. So what's debate mean to you? You were talking before we started recording that you debated in high school. You've been away from a debate for a couple of years, but are now returning. What,
absolutely.
You know, why'd you come back?
I left because life got busy. And then I came back because it worked with my schedule and it worked with being able to help the team out. But I think debate for me has always been a way to better myself. So through debate, I've learned critical thinking. I've learned to question people. I've learned to listen better. And I think all of that makes me a better person. But one of the things that I love most about debate is that you have to defend both sides. And so you go into a round, you don't know which side you're going to be on, but you have to have both ready and you have to be able to defend both sides of an issue. And I think going forward in my life and using what I've learned from debate, it's a lot better to be able to see both sides of an issue and to address both of those sides, and that helps me in school, in life, in relationships, because I'm a better listener because of it, and I'm a better able to address and empathize with people because I understand where they're coming from. And so debate in high school started that seed, and then it continued through college, and it continued through political science classes, and just learning that, you know, my opinion, for all great that I think it is, isn't the end-all opinion, which is a hard realization. But once you learn that, and once you can realize that there are two sides of every argument, you become a better person, and that's what debate's done for me.
Yeah, I think that that's such a great connection, and we were talking before. I was a political science major. Three of you guys are political science majors. Caden's the odd man out who codes with computers, I guess. Caden's the one that's going to be able to find a job after graduation, I guess. but that, you know, when people ask me, you know, what did you get out of your political science education, it's very much like debate, right? It was the ability to understand where other people are coming from and understanding their thought process and realizing that you can just that people from all sides really do are smart and intelligent and have good points, and it makes you grapple with really smart people that disagree with you. Yeah. And I, at least for myself, and I think you guys would probably agree, you walk away with a more nuanced and powerful understanding of the world.
Yeah, I would also say we walk away with, I would say, more confidence in our opinions as well, because they're obviously going to change if we get new evidence, because we have to debate both sides of a topic and we have to know both sides. And even in a limited prep round, if you're not debating the other side, it's very strategic to know exactly what they're going to say as well. So knowing both sides of an issue and knowing what the best arguments are on both sides of the issue means you can have a better better time in debate, and that usually means like when you're exposed to this extra information, you get to know like who supports that kind of information, and realize that that, yes, they have almost just as much like good things to say as we do, like on our opinion, but that also I would say that makes us confident. And when we decide to choose like what's important to us, it becomes a more cemented decision as well.
Yeah. So Connor, what's debate meant to you? How's it impacted your life?
Well, I've seen a lot of great memes, that's for sure. In all seriousness, I had a little bit of the same background as Nick. I played sports for a while, and I never really knew what I wanted to do with my life. And then I found debate and realized that getting this ability to break your biases so easily by knowing, like having known both sides of things, forcing yourself to research issues, and really learning what makes other people and the world around us tick is really one of my favorite things about debate, because it taught me not only to like look for the solution for something, but also what went wrong the last time this was implemented. And not just like on a small thing scale, like doing my homework, but on a large thing scale, like a peace between Israel and Palestine. And I'm thinking about these issues at a much younger age than almost anyone else in the world. So who's better to solve these issues than us as debaters who've been around these things for a really long time? And if you really want to get the ability to solve a lot of things, you have to have the unique paradigm of a debater.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, we're here with Bengal Buzz tonight. We've got the ISU debate squad with us, Caden, Nick, Connor, and Nathan. They've just returned from the national tournament where they brought back 6 trophies and a national championship. And so Caden and Nathan are the national champions right now in public forum debate. Tell us a little bit about what that experience was like at the national tournament.
So the national tournament was a lot. It was a marathon, not a sprint by any means. It's 4 days. I think we did 9 rounds in total. Each round was different. Each round was exciting. And then we got to the awards banquet, and Kate and I got to go, like, we stood up front and waited for them to announce who won.
Not knowing that you...
Not knowing. Right. No, we had no idea. We knew that we were
one of two.
Yeah, I was following your Facebook page. I don't know who updates that, but whoever updates it was kind of giving updates throughout the weekend, so I kept checking my phone, saying, and then they said, oh yeah, they're in the final.
Yep.
But we won't know who won for 3 hours after the finals.
It ended up being like 6 hours. Yeah. Like it was, and then we were standing up there and they announced, and it was us versus Boise State in the final.
Man, this gets better and better, man.
A little rivalry there. And so Kate and I were standing up there in the Boise State, and the announcer just, second place, Boise State, whatever their code was. It was kind of a moment of shock, right? Like, you hear the applause, but you don't register it. And then they obviously move on to first place, Idaho State, MM. And it was a really cool feeling. It was a great moment, and it was really cool because we believed that we could get there. We hoped that we could get there. We had faith that we could get there, but you never know until you're there. And you never know that, you know, ISU, this little town in Idaho, could do that. And it was a really cool victory, I think, we're all from Pocatello. It was a victory for Idaho State. It was a victory from Pocatello to be there and to do that, this thing that was a lot.
Yeah. And what the icing on the cake, being beating Boise State.
I mean, yes, obviously.
It was Boise State's team made up of debaters that you debated in high school as well?
Yeah
quite a few of them.
So it went back years, right? Pocatello versus Boise. Yep.
Yeah, it was quite a rivalry. I mean, I could tell you everything about that round, and I could tell you everything regarding the individuals we were debating, and the words I would use to describe them are nothing short of like inspiring. Like their records before, like the ways that I know them by, are notable. They're very good debaters. And so I could tell you everything about that round. But overall, like winning a national champion was really showed that two individuals from a small town in Idaho can really put through the drive and through the dedication and come out with a victory for the entire town. Yeah. I think that shows that drive really can lead to success regardless of where you come from or what you come from.
Yeah, that's such a cool story. Who else did you debate in the process? So Boise State was the final, but what other schools do you debate?
Simpson, Southeast Oklahoma State.
Simpson College from Iowa, Southeast Oklahoma State.
Southern Baptist from Missouri.
From Missouri.
Boise State.
Yeah, Texas State. Texas State. I know that on the other fields, on like, for example, IPDA, we were hitting individuals from Emory.
Cornell.
Yeah, Cornell. Some pretty top-notch schools were there. But overall, the amount of individuals that were really, you know, worthy of being there is beyond me. Like, this competition was extremely competitive. There's not a single round or single individual that was there that I debated and personally, you know, had this experience with that I don't think deserved in full force to be there.
That's very cool. So tell us about the other trophies we brought home. We won that national championship. Where else were we successful?
So we were definitely successful in IPDA as well. We took three people.
So for our listeners, explain what IDA.
So IPDA is a single person limited prep format. So we only have 30 minutes to prep a topic. So you kind of have to have like a good pool of knowledge beforehand coming into the round. I won't go into too much depth, but basically there's different kinds of topics, like more current events, these types of topics, and then like more philosophy-based or like action of government to do. But we ended up, two out of three of the people there ended up taking a trophy as well. And then in our other public forum team, which I'll let Connor speak on in a second, but I also want to mention like how much of like I'm proud of this team for helping out the national champion team. When Nate and I got here a couple years ago, it was a weird experience because it felt like there was so many like little cliques, even though there was just like a small team. But the day before the final round, we all got in a hotel room and prepped out every argument we've seen from the last 2 days, and we all were together. And so, for example, even like a bunch of cards from myself ended up in that final round, like cards being evidence you find online to use against a different argument. And so trophying for me was awesome, and I ended up getting an excellence award. But seeing them, seeing the rest of the team help these two out, I think was the most important thing that happened that weekend, personally. But then we also had Connor here, who ended up trophying as well.
And Caden mentioned earlier that, debate impacted him because he's going to have, you know, friendships that last a lifetime over those 5 years. And that's what makes debate mm-hmm. great, is sitting in the hotel room all night long, drinking Red Bulls or whatever to stay awake, and then somehow being able to debate the next day and just being exhausted. Mm-hmm. But coming together as a team, I remember nights researching at the library, for hours and hours and hours before tournaments, and that's where the bonding comes in. It's a remarkable experience. Yep. But I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, you're good. one of my old coaches, I wonder who that could be as I sit here and look at Nate, once told me that debate is a game you play with your friends. And I think our friendship was made because we had two public forum teams, me and my partner, Jordan Reynolds. He was a freshman. He did a great job. We had these two public forum teams, and we worked so, so hard. Every practice, every day. I remember Caden and I were cutting cards and writing arguments at our jobs, like trying to do that off the clock time. And
hopefully your boss isn't listening right now. don't tell him this.
She's proud of me enough anyways. I think we'll be good. But Jordan and I ended up going undefeated all through prelims and then losing in quarterfinals, which was kind of a disappointing experience. We had higher hopes for ourselves, but we have nothing to complain about. We have a national championship from ISU for the first time.
And Jordan was a freshman.
And Jordan was a freshman. Remarkable. And went completely
undefeated. Sophomore, too.
Yeah. Gosh, that is. Yeah.
This team is so young.
We have no seniors this year.
Yeah. Yeah. Nate and I are the oldest on the team, besides another one who's Ryan, who ended up.
And what year in school are you guys?
We're all juniors. That was the oldest on our team. No one's graduating. And I think we have a good recruiting class coming in, too. Multiple people have already verbally committed to the team. And I think ISU debate's just going to get better. And hopefully we can be here next year to talk about another national championship.
Yeah. You all mentioned that you're involved with high school debate, so, keeping the game alive in high school. Who do you help out with in the area?
So my senior year, I was recruited to be one of the assistant coaches for Highland High School. I coach not only that team in Highland High School, but I also coach our entire district, right? It's the idea that ISU is kind of this golden standard in Idaho for what quality debate is supposed to look like. And so you see a lot of teams that come forward, not only to talk to me, but also to talk to other members of the team to really gain insight on, you know, how debate is played, because debate is a game you play with your friends. And it's this idea that we're we're really helping like the youngest, what we used to be, if that makes any sense, like the young versions of ourselves really like experience, you know, their dreams, like experience this inspirational activity that really changed their lives. But we help the entire state, let alone our own school that we're recruited to.
Yeah, that's such a cool culture.
Yeah. I coach for Idaho Falls High School. That's my official assistant coaching job. This year I started, and previous
sticking
years,
with the orange and black. That's
yeah, cool. Tigers and Bengals. You know, they're pretty close. It's kind of funny. I confuse the band pages every once in a while, so that's interesting. But yeah, I helped Highland High School just as like a volunteer before that, and I also judged as much as I could. And if there's no better way, I think, to help debaters than to come judge rounds and give them critiques on ballots and be like quality judges for people. And that's the one thing I think that like needs the most help, if anyone's listening and wants to help get involved and help debaters get better, is to come judge rounds as many as you can, whatever local tournament's happening, and to give them great feedback on their cases and arguments. Because at the end of the day, it depends on what the judges say. And what the judge says will help you make your cases better, which then makes you a better, like, well-spoken person as well.
Okay. Are you guys assistant coaching as well?
I help out at Highland with Cadence sometimes, but if any high schools are listening, I'm looking for a job. Shameless plug.
Very cool.
.html. Okay, but we try to help out whenever we can. We send team members to go judge at pretty much all the invitational tournaments. National qualifiers. I know we had like a pod of ISU debaters there judging. That was a lot of fun. And it's always great to reconnect with your community and to see your roots.
Yeah, that's so neat. Well, you know, we're running out of time here. We're here with the ISU debate squad that just came back from Nationals, had a very successful tournament. A lot of teams did very well, including a national championship team. Tell us just a little bit about what your goals are really quickly. You got about 2 minutes. Tell us your major, what you want to do in the future.
I'm Nathan. I was on the championship team. I'm a political science major, law school in 2 years. Super excited for the LSAT in the fall. So,
great.
Yeah, good times.
Connor, my goals are to graduate, start my rap career, and then take the Foreign Service Officer's Test to become a diplomat.
Very cool.
I'm Nick, and I'm a political science major, and I'm probably going to end up coaching debate for the rest of my life, and hopefully that ends up happening.
So I'm Caden. I'm the other championship member. I'm a computer science major. I'm the oddball on the squad. But I actually plan on also going to law school and doing patent law or some other kind of cyber field. Overall, I think that debate is the biggest keystone to allow me to do that.
Well, thank you guys for taking time out of your day to come here and talk about your weekend. Congratulations. I know that a lot of us are very proud of you. It's so cool to see the prominence that you've brought to the RUP Society and also to Idaho State University. So thanks. And do you have any public debates coming up that we could plug for you before we...
No, but we do have something else. We are actually hosting a debate camp for high school students.
Oh, cool.
It's going into its second year. So if there's any high school debaters listening who want to learn from the, I don't know, national champions in public forum, visit our website or go to our Facebook page to learn more information. It's called Bengal Debate Institute.
Bengal Debate Institute and RUP Society on Facebook, right?
Yep.
Okay. Great. Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate
you
being
thank
on.
You.
Support for Bengal Buzz is made possible through funding from ISU Credit Union. ISU Credit Union is providing financial solutions to members from their offices in Pocatello, Idaho Falls, Blackfoot, and Burley. Services include mobile and online banking, mortgage loans, auto loans, and more. Modern financial support provided for you in a caring, member-friendly environment. Bengal Buzz, supported by ISU Credit Union. You've never seen banking like this.